Hello, this is Isaac.
Hey, Isaac, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, awesome. I was like, man, I got a new headset yesterday, so I was like, this thing ain't working, I guess. So this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I know I called a little early. Is this time good for you?
We can make it work. I just need
okay.
A few minutes to get to my computer, but we can go ahead.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. All right. So just to kind of recap it, right? So this is going to include directory submissions to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Meta. We make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager so that we can optimize them. Okay. We target you for 20 keyword phrases on the first page of Google and Bing. And those are essentially going to be like your services, right? So if those are typed in, your company is going to show up as a top recommended option where they can click to call you or click to view your website directly from that first page of Google.
Okay.
All right. Now, I know you said you wanted your website to revamped, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the website, we give you, you'll obviously have full access to it, but we're going to write the content. It will be a multi-page website. We'll use your photos, your videos, your description. Like, we'll make it look exactly how you want it to look. And that's included, too, in the rate.
Okay.
Social media ads, too. That's something good to highlight. Basically, with those, if somebody types your services on Google or Bing, bam, you show up as the top recommended option. But if they type that in anywhere, right, not just Google or Bing, when they go to Facebook or Instagram, you're going to have an ad show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area. Okay?
Okay.
And we put an easy, like, click now to call action where they could call you directly.
Okay.
All right. And then last but not least, you do get a client dashboard, which is a tracking and reporting system. That way you have full access to all your listings, your website, and you're able to track all your results. So how many searches, clicks, calls, views to the website you're actually getting, okay? One thing you're going to want to definitely take advantage of on there, too, is you can always add new photos, videos, or promotions you may be running. And those are going to automatically load to all your directories and your website, all from one spot. So it'll make it super easy on you.
Okay.
All right. Just to recap the rate too, so it's month to month here, no contracts, and we make it a set flat rate, so there's no hidden fees. We're able to bring your monthly down, this would never go up on you, to $299 a month.
And that's for what you guys call some kind of package, right?
The platinum package, yes. And that's everything I just went over with you is included. And that's in the email I sent to you, too.
Yep. And so just out of curiosity, what are the other packages?
We have our pro package, right, which is basically everything minus the social media ads, okay? That's at $199 a month. But you don't have any retargeted ads on Facebook and Instagram, okay? Then you have the Platinum package, which is our most popular to start at. That's what I went over with you. That's the $299. We have a Platinum Premier package, which also bundles into it $300 of Google Ads, which is a pay-per-click campaign. So that goes up $300 to $599 a month. That does include social media ads, too.
Okay, and those are like the sponsored ads that I
correct. Yes, sir.
To be honest with you, man, me as someone that uses it, I skip over those a lot. Do people tell you that? Am I weird for doing that?
No, I hear it all the time. The thing about it though, so you're a 15-mile radius is what I see in the notes. So.
Mm-hmm.
you don't really need an ad spend. When you're going outside of 15 miles, like if you're, just to give you an example, if you're trying to target like 100 miles out, well, that's not going to show in the map section. It's not going to happen. So we have to run ads for you. So those Google ads are basically to get you outside of your local area. And there are people that click on them and you could generate leads and calls. But the main goal of Google ads really is to get you outside of your local proximity, which in your case, you don't really need, you know.
But otherwise, just with the platinum package, you're suggesting that I'll, like, when, you know, I'm sitting on my computer right now, type in bathroom remodel Austin.
Right.
You scroll past the sponsored ads, and then it'll say, it says businesses. I would, and then, you know, Together Design and Build and ACX Remodeling. I would be, like, on the top of that list is what you're suggesting.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And that's not only on Google, it's also on Bing. Now, Google's obviously king, right? That's where the majority of searches are made. What we found with Bing is it's a lot of like older clients usually, but it's really easy to also target you there because there's not a lot of competition on Bing, so to speak. So we target both Google and Bing. You'll be a top recommended option, and then you're retargeted on social media using Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Okay, and so talk to me a little bit more about the social media. I definitely am very lazy about my social media. So what if I'm paying for, I guess you're only talking about having basically ads through social media. You're not talking
Correct.
About running my, in any capacity.
Correct. Correct. So if you, when you post on social media, I see you have 135 followers. So the only people that are going to see your posts are some of those followers. So instead of doing that, those people already know you. They already follow you. What we're going to do is retargeted ads so that if somebody does a search for your services, when they log into Facebook or Instagram, you're going to have an ad show up on your feed to generate more traffic to your website, to your social media page, and ultimately more phone calls from new clients.
Okay, and presumably more local, like somebody looking for those services in California aren't going to get an ad from me.
No, because our social media department, they're going to set it for the radius that you want. So if you're doing a 15-mile, or if you want your ad showing a little further right, that's fine. But basically, they have to have an IP address in that radius for you to show up there.
Okay. Okay, cool.
That's a good question. Yeah.
And then as far as how are payments processed? You know, like do you set up a payment? Where do they come from?
Okay, from your clients you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about me paying you for your services.
Okay, got it. Because we do have an option for you to take payments on your website, but you have to have your own setup for that, and we basically put the link. That's why I asked. For us, right, we accept all major credit or debit card, like Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover. What will happen is, so I have to fill out your account, right? And then we'd schedule your client interview with your assigned technician to go over the keywords, the website, social media ads, etc. I do secure billing info, and I read you a voice verification, which outlines, like, our service agreement, that it's month-to-month, no contracts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, no, that's good to know. I've, in the past, used, like some lead generating companies, and they, a lot of them want direct pay from your bank account, and they're, like, really hard to close if you don't like them. They like, keep, you can close your account, and they'll just keep dinging you and stuff.
Got it. Yeah, with us, right, I'll be your account lead, so you'll have my direct contact. It's month-to-month, no contracts, and it's a set flat rate, so you don't have any, like, surprise charges coming.
Yep. Okay. And then what's the cost of the website?
The website's included in that $299 platinum package. So basically what's going to happen, we're in your client interview, they're going to walk you through how to add us on as manager to your domain. So you still own the domain. We're just added on as a manager. That way our website development department could write the content on it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And suppose I decide to move on from you guys 2 years down the road or whatever. I decide I want somebody else to manage it. What's that transition like?
Great question. So all the listings that we created for you, like on Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Meta, you're the owner of all of them. So you don't lose any of your directories, but we would stop optimizing them. So obviously your rankings will drop. And we're not paying Meta on your behalf, so your social media ads will stop running, okay? Now, for the website, okay, you could either pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting the website. That's like maintaining it, keeping the content on it for you. Or you already own your domain, so you can host it yourself, you know? You would just have to find a hosting company, like GoDaddy, Wix. There's like a bunch of them out there, you know.
Yeah, I just Weebly right now. It's really cheap.
Got you. So, yeah, you would basically go, if you were to leave us, right, you could, if you want us to still maintain the website, we have that option of $49 a month for hosting. Or you would have to host it and write your content on it yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question, though. 100%.
Yeah, you never know. Like, I really, what happens with me, man, I'm going to be fully honest with you. What happens with me is I get so busy, and I'm just a dumb construction guy, man. Like, I'm smart enough for my industry, but when it comes to just having to manage a lot of different things, I'm always sort of scrambling last minute. And if I decide I'm kind of ready to move on from Local Splash. Like, I really want to do it. I'm the kind of person that can get myself stuck because then I'm like, well, I don't know how to manage my own website. Similar things happen with other things with me. Like, literally, I've just ate shit on some property taxes on a rental property because I didn't contest them in time. You know what I mean?
Right. All you gotta do, a lot of my clients like to text too, but whatever's easier for you, you just gotta communicate with us. Call, email, text, whichever's easier. And if you wanna go to like hosting only down the line, whatever the reason, let's say you have a great pipeline of clients, you just kinda wanna slow it down, all you gotta do is let us know, you know.
Right. So that's actually kinda leads into my next question, like, because I'm a pretty small business, so the jobs we take on are good size.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of projects that can take 4 weeks, 6 weeks. I've done projects that take 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So there comes a point where once upon a time, my Yelp page was getting like over 600 views a month, and I was just turning stuff down left and right.
Right.
At that point, if I'm like booked for the next 9 months, can I just shut it off for a couple months?
Yeah, you would put it on a pause. Our seasonal holds are the most we could do is 6 months, right? But they could go longer if it need be. So it's the same thing. You just got to communicate. Like, if you're booked out like a year, just let us know. And during the pause, what's cool is the website still stays active, but we stop the ads and we stop the optimization.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Because it's, I'm a sole proprietor of the business. And we have some bandwidth to take on a decent amount of jobs. I use subcontractors and everything, but there is a point, like, I'm not that guy that's looking to run like a multi-million-dollar company. Because I'm just, I want some life.
A lot of headaches in that.
So that does happen to me where I'm like, oh my god, there's too many people calling. It hasn't been like that like lately because it's slowing down in Austin quite a bit. That's why I'm thinking about this. I mean I haven't paid for marketing of any kind in like 13 years of business.
Wow.
Than, you know, $15 a month on a website.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I had Yelp was really good to me for a while. Seems like
good.
Yelp is, people use Yelp around here, but Google's kind of taken over.
Oh, Google's king.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah. Universal term. Google it. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm pretty interested. There's no fee to set up the website though. That's what I'm getting.
Everything's inclusive. So out the door day one to get started, that $299 is going to be due. Okay. And that covers you for the full first month.
Okay. So that's all the ads. That's a website, everything.
Everything. Everything's inclusive. You're just not getting Google ads, which you really don't need at this time, you know.
Okay. And that's like a redesign of the website.
Correct.
Like, I just think mine's dated and needs an update, and I haven't addressed it in a long time, and I've got just almost every picture on there can come off and get replaced with some newer stuff, too.
Awesome. Yeah, no, we could do it for you. What's cool, too, I know you have the hosting right now that you're using, mm-hmm. but we have in our client dashboard, like our tracking system, you have something that mm-hmm. says web editor. So if it's like after hours and you want to make like an easy change, right, you can even mm-hmm. do it yourself, or you could just call in and, you know, our web development department's amazing.
That's good. I mean, yeah. my wife used to update my website for me, my ex-wife, and I haven't updated it since we got divorced in the end of 2019.
Got you. Yeah, so that's our biggest, like, feature, really, is we save you guys a ton of time because we do all that stuff for you, you know.
That's awesome. I mean, I guess I don't see any reason not to do it. I like, really have needed to address the website and now need some marketing, too.
Perfect. All right. So let me just verify some business info to make sure we're branding you online correctly. What's your last name, Isaac, just for account purposes?
It's Harris, spelled P as in Peter, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Got it. And best email for you is the irenovateaustin@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, for stuff.
And let's see, 512-587-2862. That's the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yep.
Perfect. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. When you get a chance, just save that in your phone because I'll be your account lead on this. Okay? Get that to you. All right. Company name, the way you want it branded. So it's irenovateaustin. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. I do need an address for you. So part of the Google PIN verification process is sometimes they require a postcard to be sent to you. So what is the best address for you?
It's 2705 mm-hmm. DuPont Cove, and that's spelled DuPont Cove.
Got it. 78748.
Yeah, that's right. And by circling back to the business name, I don't really care that much about this, but like the technical spelling is like capital I hyphen capital R renovate Austin.
Got it. Hyphenated. Got it. Okay. Put that on here. So I hyphen renovate Austin. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. That is important too because we want everything to line up, you know. So.
Yep.
All right, and I got your domain. It's irenovateaustin.com. Obviously, there's no hyphen. They don't let you use those in the domain.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, and service radius 15 miles. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's from the home address I gave you.
Yes, the 78748 zip code.
That's great.
Okay, perfect. All right.
And is there any difference in doing 20?
So when you go outside of 15, it's basically just going to be for the ads, you know. So if you do 20, that's fine. But basically the 15 will cover the Google map listing, and then the additional 5, your 20-mile radius, will be for your social media ads, essentially.
No, just do 15. Awesome.
Perfect.
Like, yeah, no. It sucks going more than 15 miles north of here.
Right. Traffic. All right. So 15-mile radius services. So you mentioned a few of them, but just go ahead and list them off for me. What do you want to be found for?
Yeah, actually, let me circle back to questions about that. You mentioned, like, how many keywords?
20. 20 keyword phrases. So just to use, like, a long one as an example, best remodeling contractor near me, even though that's, like, five words or whatever it is, that would be considered one keyword phrase. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just getting your services. I'm going to assign a technician to your company who they're experts in keyword phrases. They'll pull up how people are searching it in Austin and go over those with you in detail.
Okay, gotcha. So, great. Yeah, it'll be, I could use some advice on how to determine the best for me, for sure. So my company does all, like, we do interior residential projects. I can start with this. We do kitchen remodels.
Got it.
And unfortunately, you almost have to, like, double down on, like, kitchen remodel, kitchen renovation.
For sure. Like, kitchen remodeling could have its own set of 20 keywords.
Yeah.
For sure. Go ahead.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if we lumped kitchen and bath remodeling. A lot of people do that.
Okay.
A lot of contractors that do kitchens, they do kitchens and baths and leave up other stuff to other guys. But just for your purposes, I do kitchen remodels. I do bathroom remodels. We do flooring. We do painting. We do select handyman services.
Okay.
Basically, I do a lot of handyman services for my legit clients.
Got it.
Also, sometimes we'll take them just to get in the door with some people, you know.
A lot of it could turn into a remodel later, for sure. It makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll take a small job, like, so they get comfortable with us and know that we'll do a good job. I guess tile work would be a good one.
Perfect.
What are other good work? Let's see.
Painting. Drywall, countertops, cabinets.
Yeah, I mean, that all falls in the kitchen. Like, I'm not going to do just cabinets.
Got it. Let's leave that off then.
Or countertops. Those are, you know, I use tradespeople for those.
Got it. You sub those. Got it.
Just countertop.
Okay.
You know.
But you do the flooring only too, right? On your own?
Yeah. Definitely. I like those. Those are not big money, but they're easy money.
Right.
Yeah.
So kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, flooring, painting. I put handyman service, and they could go into those, and then tile work as well.
Tile, I guess you could put trim, let's say, like, finished carpentry,
like custom trim, stuff like that. Got it. Okay.
What else? I guess we'll break down the keywords off of that stuff later.
Yeah. If you forgot one right now too, you can always add it in that client interview, no problem, you know? So, which I'll schedule in just a second. So, the next thing, I'm going to assign a tech to your company, schedule your client interview for a time that works best for you. I like to introduce you to the technician as well. So they'll basically go over keywords, color scheme of the site, social media ads, all the fun stuff. Before I schedule that, go ahead.
It does sound like you can burn through 20 phrases pretty quickly. Do you have an option to, like, pay for more?
No. So with the map listing, what we found, okay, when you create, like, when you do Google Ads, you could do up to 99 keywords, right? Because it's pay per click. But with the Google Business Profile in the map section, because what we're going to do, they'll have a questionnaire on your business for, like, main goal for your clients, if you have a slogan. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the keywords together in the targeting, and we put it in the website too. But when you go over 20, it ends up being too many. You know, if you want like one extra keyword or something like that, that's fine. But they'll go over your highest trending keywords though with you.
Right.
But 20 is the best that we've seen, you know.
Okay. Because literally, I mean, you just said to me, like, you could do 20 keywords just on kitchen.
Right. But they're going to go over off the highest trending ones, right, to get you the best results, basically.
Okay.
All right. I promise you, you're in good hands, you know. Now, before I schedule that client interview, I do just need to secure billing info, and I'm going to read that voice verification to you, okay? As far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it...
I lost you for a second. You're going to read verification.
Yeah, so I secure billing, I read the voice verification, process payment, and then we get that client interview scheduled. Okay?
Okay. All when right. does the first payment take place?
Today.
Okay. And when can I expect reasonably for, like, website to be...
I'm sorry. So these timelines, too, they're sent to you in your invoice. But just to recap them, so day one, you're going to have access to your client dashboard, your tracking and reporting system. 7 to 10 days from startup, all your directory submissions will be done. 7 to 14 days from sign up, your website will be fully redesigned. Your social media ads will be running. And your Google listing will be live and fully optimized. For you to start ranking on the first page of Google for the keywords we're targeting you for, the timeline you're going to get in writing for that is 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought we hit that on the last one. I apologize. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that call. I was driving in my truck. I got a cold call from one of your guys first.
Right. Yeah, I talk to some clients every day.
That's my bad.
Okay.
No worries.
All right. So the card you're going to be using, is it Isaac Ferris on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
Middle initial of B as in Benjamin.
Got it. And Isaac's ISAAC, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And the billing address, is it the same 2705 DuPont Cove?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
4147-0988-9868-1911.
All right. And the expiration date?
0627.
All right. And the CVC code?
712.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, Isaac. It's going to ask you a few questions already asked. Okay? All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I renovate Austin.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Isaac Ferris, owner, operator.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is May 31st, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st or last day of the month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot.
All right. Can I get that client support number from you now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same number. It's just extension 1 instead of extension 711.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's gonna be sent to you. It actually already was, so it'll say thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it has our client support number in there.
Okay.
All right. You could always call me too, and if I'm like, if I need to get you to like the website department or social media ads, et cetera, I could definitely get you to the right department, or you could hit extension 1 to get that department directly.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. The soonest time they have, let me see, they do have one at 12 o'clock. Would that work for you, or?
Yes, I can do
okay.
that.
Okay, awesome. All right, so let me book that in. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash, CI for client interview, EN for English. And, well, usually 1 hour before, you get an email reminder and a text reminder, but we're already within an hour. So let me get you this first one. Okay, the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. If I do happen to be on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment.
Okay.
All right. Now, a couple more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
From you guys?
Yes.
Honestly, emails are probably best.
All right. So let me put emails. And we know, especially like you mentioned to me, you could get really busy all of a sudden. So if you're busy, yeah. No worries, right? Just get back to us at your earliest convenience, you know, because it'll always be something related to your account to get you, like, the best results. Okay?
Yeah. The reason I'm giving you emails is, like, a lot of times I don't answer my phone because I'm on site or something.
Right.
And then text messages, man, I'm like, I'll see them and then totally forget. Emails, like, I just, it's a thing that you always circle back.
Perfect.
Like, I literally, you know, I read emails and then mark it as unread because I'm like, I need to read that again later when I can, you know.
Right.
More time on it.
No, it makes sense. Makes sense. We always go off your guys' preference. They do all three, phone call, email, and text, but they will look at the preferred method too, you know.
Okay.
All right, let me see. Business, I know you guys don't require a specific license out there, right? But is the company insured?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me put not required on the license, insurance, yes. All right, let me pull up. Usually I do these notes when I'm off the phone with you, but I want to get them through right now because your client interview is coming up, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Put all the services here. Okay, I'm going to explain these emails to you too while I'm filling out these notes for the tech side. You should have received 3 emails from Local Splash Support. The first one, if you're able to, can you pull up the one that says initial invoice?
Yep.
Okay. So when you pull that one up, okay, what it's going to have is the fifth line down, there should be a blue hyperlink that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click on that. All right. That's going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you. Now, one thing I want to touch on, so you're going to see, we're on a recorded line, okay? So you're going to see something about fees on under my site. At the bottom of your invoice, it will reflect that your my site is $0. So there's no fees attached, okay? Everything's included that's on there except for, you'll see on there, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Those are both upgraded services. Because you're doing a 15-mile radius, you really don't need those at this point. But if you ever did want to, like, increase that radius, you have those options to upgrade to. Okay? And then after you reviewed everything, at the bottom, it's going to have you check a couple boxes, one authorizing that you're an authorized user on the card, and also... Go ahead.
I'm just cut you off. It's just, as far as social media, it's just Facebook ads. It's not Instagram as well.
No, it is Instagram too. We're going to link the Instagram page to the Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're running the ads through Meta, right? So what will happen is we're running the same ads for your different services, but they're going to show on both platforms because I'm going to have our social media department link your Instagram page to Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question, though. Yeah, because I know it doesn't say Instagram ads on there.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a special request I got to put out. But give me one second. I'm almost done with these notes. After you reviewed everything and you check those boxes and type your name in and hit confirm, it will take you to a username and password screen, okay? I'm going to show you how to get to that username and password next. Add credit, please.
It says here, I mean, you've mentioned Google and Bing, but it also says Yelp on here.
Yelp is a special request. What we can do, we don't do the Yelp ads, okay? What we can do is link Yelp to your dashboard, and basically anytime you offer, like, anytime you put new photos, videos, or anything like that in there, it's going to post to the Yelp page as well. But it won't do retarget. It won't do Yelp ads. Those are pay-per-click that you would have to go directly through Yelp to use.
It's another thing I don't like. I've heard of people paying for Yelp ads and getting, like, less.
Right. Well, the thing is it's pay-per-click on there, and it's like kind of like a middleman situation because they're marketing on Google, and it'll say, like, best 10 remodeling contractors, and then they're charging you guys for each click on those, basically, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, I told you before, I've done pretty well on the Yelp over the years. I've never paid for it. They started calling me, like, every 3 months or so to ask me to pay for their services.
I heard they're pretty persistent, for sure.
And they call you with that, like, you know, I'm your local representative, like, you're a salesperson.
Right, for sure. Yeah, just trying to make it sound good, you know?
They call me all the time, and I would tell them, especially just like at the height of it, I would tell them to go look at my profile, and because they always want to do that anyway. They'll pull it up while they're talking to you and just analyze it or whatever with you. And
right.
I would go look at it. 600 clicks a month on my Yelp account. Like,
right,
I've
without
heard
pain.
Like,
that's amazing.
Oh, when they pull it up and they would go, oh, wow. I'm like, I'm not paying for this shit. I'm already getting it for free.
Right. I'll put in the notes here, though. I'll have them link the Yelp page for sure.
Yeah, we definitely new photos go up and stuff like that. The convenience of not having to go put them on Yelp would be nice.
Perfect. So let me put it on here. Bam. Okay. I got your notes over too, so we're rolling on that. So after you reviewed everything, are you, once you get to the username and password screen, let me know.
Sure. And I'm still kind of reading through it just quickly.
Take your time. There's no rush, you know? When you get to the username and password, right, that's going to be in your welcome email. It'll have a temporary password for you, so you could always change that too from your dashboard. Now, when you log in, it's, there's not going to be much on there. It'll say check in 3 days, for us to get all your content on it. But what you can do is start getting, a jump on basically getting your photos in the dashboard. So it'll have a link for you to click to add photos.
Okay. That's awesome.
All right.
Can I ask you, just the ignorance of not knowing this question, add-ons, plugins, what are those?
So what those are on the My site is it basically like, let's say you use like QuickBooks to receive payments from clients. What we can do is we can add your QuickBooks on there for you to be able to take payments. Now, if you see something about fees on there, we're including your MySite at no additional charge. So if you wanted those links added onto your website, we're doing it for you.
Okay.
It's included.
Okay.
Good question.
Transfer fee, hosting, transferring policy. What is that for?
Let me pull it up so I can look exactly like at what you're looking at. Give me 1 second here. All right, local splash, initial invoice, my site, hosting, transferring fee. Okay, so if we purchased like your domain, there's a $99 fee for you to buy the domain out if you were to leave us. You do not have to worry about that, though, because you own your domain. The transfer fee, I'm not 100% sure on what that is. Ignore that $199. So I know for sure, and I'll put this in the notes, if you wanted to go to hosting only, it would be $49, okay? And the reason I always mention to you guys, too, when your MySite's included at no additional charge, because we do MySite standalone, too, and there's, like, different charges for that. But your MySite, like at the bottom of your invoice, you'll see it'll say MySite $0. So don't worry about any like additional fees tacked on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. This may be a question for the person I'm going to speak with at noon, but currently on my website, as basic as it is, it does have like on every page just a request for a quote.
Mm-hmm.
And I like those because it kind of, before I speak to anyone, I've got their address and it helps me kind of have a game plan. If I'm going to go out there to do a quote, like I can look at my calendar before I even call them and have a few dates in mind. I'm assuming that that's something that can be done on the new website.
100%. So it's not going to, the person you're going to talk to is the client interview, like onboarding. So they're not the website development team. What I'm going to do is message them directly right now for them to add that on each page for you.
Okay. And then do you know if there's any way to also, like when those come in, just get pinged?
We do it where you get an email and you get a text notification. How we set it.
Yeah, that's great because if I just want to call them back like immediately.
Yeah, it'll be like you could even test it. So once they set it up, because it's called a lead generation box, right? Really what it is. So if they have that on each page and somebody fills that out, we send you a text notification and an email notification on the spot.
Okay, that's great because right now I just get the email. So, you know, it's always been fine in the past. I was like slamming busy in Austin, but right now I kind of would like to respond a little quicker.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Okay. So I have all your notes sent over to them. So what I do right now, because you have 30 minutes before your client interview, just read through that terms of experience, right? after you sign it, you'll go to the username and password screen. Username and password will be in your welcome email. The most important email, though, okay, because I know when you sign up with us, you get a bunch of emails. There's going to be one titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So that email, okay, let me explain it. These are not pictures that go on your website or your Google listing. These are going directly to Google for advanced verification to get you priority placement, okay? So you're going to see them ask for a list of things on there, like work truck, license, insurance, business card. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, like, for example, there's not a required license for your vertical and area, so you would just skip that. And you'll see workplace on there. You're not like a pizza shop, so you would skip workplace, you know. So anything you don't have, just skip it. Anything you do, you're going to want to submit it so we could get it directly to Google for priority placement.
Okay.
All right. And it's super easy. There'll be like a URL. You click on it, and then it has you where you're able to attach the photos and stuff.
Okay. And for the time being, I'm into my account on Splash. And I would like to change my login now so I can like.
Perfect. So to change it, in the top right hand corner, you're going to see, like it'll be like your initials, like IP. So if you click on that, or if you're on a mobile device, it'll be the three little lines. So either way, but you want to click on that and get to account settings.
Okay.
And then the second one down, it should say password, and that's where you're able to change it. It will make you type the current password, so give me a quick second. Let me just tell you what that is, too.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? Awesome.
Now I have to think of a new password.
If you, I've had a client do this too. If you forget the password that you change it to, we're able to reset it too if needed. So, don't think you're locked out, you know?
Yeah, so my biggest problem is what I do is I set all my passwords from my computer, and it'll remember them. But if I ever need them from my phone, I'm like, damn it, I have to reset them.
Right. My wife, man, because my biggest difficulty is that, like, a lot of accounts, they make you change the password after, like, 3 months or 6 months or whatever. So I have, my wife has a little book with all my passwords in it, you know? So, because same thing, like, if I try to go into my bank app, man, I always, for whatever reason, forget that password. So she has them all locked down, you know?
Yeah. All right. I have entered my current password incorrectly. Probably dyslexic.
It's got to be all lowercase, all one word. And here I could pull it up. Give me a sec.
I think I have it. I'm trying again. Okay.
Yeah, it should be best reviews.
Okay. Update password on my computer. Excuse me. All right. Cool.
Rolling. The way to, if you log out and back in, then it will pull up that, you know, that same thing, check 2 to 3 days. But to just get to where, to add pictures, right, if you go to the homepage, there will be a business info. When you click on business info, they're going to start adding everything in there. Like, you'll see it's super blank right now. But at the very bottom, that's where you're able to add, business photos, business videos. And we don't have a limit to the amount you can add either.
Awesome.
Yeah. We used to, a long time ago. We used to have like a 10-picture limit because we use landing pages, but now we use custom websites, so we don't have a limit to the amount you could add.
Okay. So that's essentially that last email that you told me about. That's what you want me to do anyway.
No, no, no. The last email, the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, that's not for your website. That's going to be for advanced verification. And that's really like the most important email so we could get you faster placement.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I can probably start getting some of those while I'm waiting for this next call.
Perfect. That call is coming up shortly. I do have a call with another client right now, so I'm going to try to be off it in time. But if I'm still on that phone call, just heads up, our tech team will call you on their own from the 877 number. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Congratulations. I look forward to being your account lead on this. And this next call I have, it should be pretty quick, so I'll try to be available to introduce you. Okay?
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome, Isaac. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon.